Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. Today, I am your host, unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kelk, our beloved professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, as some of you may have seen on the internet, is off being a professional makeup artist, strangely enough. If you'd like to check out our Instagram or Harry's Instagram, at Harry Makes It Up, you'll be able to see what she's been up to. Recently, she's been working with Naomi Watts at Sundance Festival, which is very exciting. I'm looking forward to getting all the goss on that one. But Harry will be back for the next episode to share with us all of her insider tips and tricks. So do send us your questions for that. For today's episode, we are going to be visiting, not literally, I already did it, but we're going to be heading off to the Indie Beauty Expo LA. You might remember Harry and I went there last year together and had a whale of a time. We went back this year and I was able to speak to Jillian, who is one of the co-founders of IBE, and then a couple of brand owners, a couple of women-owned independent brands in the beauty space who were just fascinating and had really great stories. So we're going to share that today. We're going to skip through new news because we've got quite a lot to get through in the interviews. And I hate to talk about things without old difficult eyes because she's got such a good opinion on things. What with her being a makeup artist? One thing I did want to talk about, because we've had lots of questions on this and we said we would mention it, so I will. We recently went to the launch party, the LA launch of the new Hourglass Vanish Foundation. Now, this is the liquid version of the stick. And it's been quite controversial. Again, I really want to get Harry's take on this because obviously she is a working makeup artist, so she has a different perspective on the foundation than I might. What I can tell you is I've been using it. I've been using it for 4 or 5 days. I've tried it now. I read lots of reviews, and I read lots of reviews before I tried the product, so I was really curious. There are lots of reviews out there that say the colours don't match up to the stick colours, even though it says they're mostly the same, but I think there are more shades in the liquid foundation than there are in the stick. But people were saying that the liquid foundation is darker than the corresponding stick shades, which was annoying people because some people bought the shade they thought they would be and then they weren't, so it was a waste of money. People were saying it was very drying. The foundation claims you don't need a primer with it, but they were saying it's very dry. So here's my take on it. I have really enjoyed it. I am, she says, picking it up right now. I am shade Porcelain in the Vanish Seamless Finish Liquid Foundation, which I am in the stick as well. So for me, it was comparable and there was very little difference in the shades. The thing that I find really interesting about this is it's very, 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 very pigmented liquid. So it's a very, very thin liquid, which is great because you only need a tiny, tiny amount to get it on your face and get good coverage. But you do need to work quite quickly because it is such high pigment. And when things are high pigment in a very, very thin liquid formula, especially when they're as full coverage as this, you need to work with them quickly before they set. And this does set. If you overdo it, it says to use half a pump. If you overdo it, and I did the first couple of times I used it because I was like, that doesn't seem like enough. When you overdo it, it will sit in your pores. It will cling to your dry patches. I think that might be an issue some people are having. They are using too much and they're not working quickly enough when they apply it, which, you know, is not ideal because it isn't necessarily an easy to work with foundation because you do have to work. I find it looks best on my skin. Not necessarily with a primer, but when I've used a light oil, I've been using the Bioessence Squalene Vitamin C and Rose Oil in a daytime recently, and that's gorgeous underneath it because my skin isn't oily, but it's very, very moisturized. So I think you do need moisturized skin to apply it to. I find I do the half pump on the back of my hand, dot it on my forehead, nose, chin, cheeks, and then I buff it in with a flat top brush. The buffing to me has made all the difference. I don't think a sponge works for this because you need to move it around. You need to buff it for a perfected finish. And I think the buffing really does improve it. And once you've got it buffed right in, to me, it looks beautiful. On my dehydrated combination skin, it's beautiful. It lasts like a dream. I love the finish. It's not overly matte, but it's definitely not on the dewier end of the spectrum. It is somewhere in between. To me, it looks like perfected real skin, which is what I'm looking for in a foundation. Granted, it's not cheap. It is a higher end foundation and the price reflects that. Hourglass is a luxury brand. We know this. But again, you're using half a pump. So it's going to last you a really long time. So it's an investment. That said, if you're worried about the trouble and you're worried about the texture, if you're in the US, you can order it from Sephora where you can return if it doesn't work for you, or other retailers where they have a generous returns policy. Check that out. If you're in the UK, try and go to counter and get a sample and get color matched. If you're anywhere else, that's my advice. Get color matched, get a sample, see if it works for you. Be prepared to put the work in to buff it out to perfection. And just know it's not going to feel like an everyday regular foundation. It's not going to feel like a foundation you're already using because it's not one. Like, it's new. They went hard when we went to the launch event. They went really hard on like the space theme and the idea of it being like a really techno led futuristic foundation that's color spheres suspended and blah blah blah. No one cares about that. They just want to know if it works or not. To me, I really like it. I'm really curious to see what Harry feels about it when she lets me know, because I'm sure she's tried it on more skin than just her own at this point. So I'll be curious to see how it's worked for other people. But yeah, that's my review. Likes it. Would recommend you tries it before you buys it. I don't know what I've turned into there. I've gone the full Harry like Devon accent for no. She's not even here. I'm doing it. That was half Devon, half Gollum, and I can't apologise enough. I think it's best that we just skip on to the interview. Let's get on to it. This is me at Indie Beauty Expo. It's all me today, lads. So if you're not into that, now's the time to turn off. You've been warned. But this is me at Indie Beauty Expo. Apologies if it's a bit loud or you can hear some background noise. We were literally at the expo. All of these interviews took place during Indie Beauty Expo. So we didn't have the studio, we didn't have a little quiet room, we just were like, there, as it happened, live, which was the best way to get as many people as possible and find out as much stuff about interesting things, just for you. So here you go, Indie Beauty Expo. Here I am at Indie Beauty Expo LA, joined by the founder of IBE, Gillian Wright.
Hi, I'm actually the co-founder.
Co-founder, of course.
I created Indie Beauty Media Group with Nader Naemirad, and back in the day, he was my facial client.
How crazy is that, yeah, that these things can happen that way?
Before IBE, I was an esthetician for 17 years in Manhattan, and he was a client of mine, and I shared my idea with him about doing an exposition solely for independent beauty, and he just looked at me and said, let's do this. And we had our first show in 2015 in New York, and we've just been on a rocket ship ever since then. We added LA, and then we added Dallas, and then we just went to London. So, and then after LA 2019, we are going to Berlin.
Is that the first time?
Yes,
in Europe?
Oh, yes. Wow. In March, we're going to Berlin. Yep.
That will be crazy. So tell us a little bit about how your love for beauty started. Before you started your career, what was it that ignited your passion for the beauty industry?
It was, I wanted to do something meaningful. I wanted to do something fulfilling. So becoming an esthetician was a natural fit for me. I wanted to have my own hours. I didn't want to have a boss. Yep. I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to raise kids in Manhattan. And the aesthetics business, the spa industry, is definitely very female friendly. And I was able to do that for almost 18 years. Yeah. So my love, I've always been a beauty junkie. It's what Marie Kondo would say. It sparks joy. And even to this day, after seeing hundreds, if not thousands, of brands, I still get that emotional and psychological spark when I see something I love.
Yeah. That's so cool. So how was it to move from the esthetician side of things to being media mogul that you are now, big business?
It was a slow process. I was doing both for a very long time. Then I closed my spa, and I was doing my VIP clients out of another spa in the neighborhood on the Upper East Side. I was doing 2 days a week and for about 8 months because my VIPs just would not let me go. And it just increasingly got more difficult. Yeah. And then one of the reasons why we started IBE is because I had a skincare line, and that skincare line was ultimately the catalyst to start the Indie Beauty Media Group. And last year, in December of 2017, I actually decided to close my brand and donate all of it to the Shoebox Project for homeless and women that are battered in New York City. So it took a while. It took a couple of years, but those were the best decisions I ever made.
We'll put a link to Shoebox in here so that people can find out more about that.
Oh, that's wonderful. There are chapters everywhere, and there's even one in LA. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, we'll definitely let you all guys you know about that. That'll be in the show notes, so you can check that out if that's something you're interested in. So take us back to the first ever Indie Beauty Expo.
Oh, my goodness. We were at the Altman Building in Manhattan, and we originally had 40 spots. And at the time, you know, being very naive, we thought 40 was a really big number. But because there was such a buzz about this Indie Beauty Expo, we ended up opening up the bottom level of the Altman Building, which was a fraction of the size of like the main floor. And we had these teeny, teeny tables, and we ended up having 81 brands. And everybody from the industry showed up, and it was magical. The feeling was electric. So we had big shoes to fill. So it was very important to us, after we added LA and Dallas, et cetera, to make sure that that feeling and that electricity was amplified every single show, no matter where we were. It was one of those situations that you're like, what just happened? It was incredible. So now we have that five times a year that, oh my God, this is incredible. Yeah. So we just didn't want it to end, that feeling of excitement and discovery. And Indie Beauty is where the discovery is now in the industry. The legacy brands, the mass market brands, are really, shaken in their boots a little bit. Yes. Because they're, when you build a community and you build people up and you empower them and you empower the beauty entrepreneur, there's a lot of hope and a lot of positivity. And every brand has their own agenda. Some are very focused on getting into like a big retailer. Others just want to be recognized and have a local business or a regional business. So there are indies of all different sizes. And indie is about ownership. It's not about worth. So a brand has to be 50% owned and operated independently.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, was about what it is about independent beauty specifically that excites you.
I think it really boils down to the core, and that core is the founder. And when you can identify and connect with the founder, you want to give them your money because there is that emotional connection that you have with the brand, rather than just going to a store and picking up a brand maybe that's similar, or a body oil or a moisturizer, and there's like no history or nothing behind it. Now indies are so accessible that it's much easier to have that connection, especially with social media. Oftentimes, if you find a brand, like you go down a rabbit hole and you're like, oh my God, this is so amazing, you can DM or you can place a comment and then communicate directly with the people or the group that created the product. So your questions are being answered. And I think that shows a lot of merit in the indie beauty space.
Yeah. So what would be your advice to someone who was looking to set up their own indie brand?
First and foremost, read Beauty Independent. We're the parent company, and we created this digital publication for the beauty entrepreneur to learn from the community, learn from each other, see what retailers, see what brands retailers are gravitating towards. We also have articles on how to pitch, and I even wrote one, over a year later, about the 10 lessons I learned about having a beauty brand. And what we want to do is help people avoid those mistakes that I made, because they can be costly and they can be timely. So we set up the digital publication for people to actually learn from the community. So that's what I would say. First and foremost, do your research. Learn. And then there's the BeautyX Summit. So whether you are a budding entrepreneur, someone graduating from cosmetology school, someone in corporate wanting to start a brand, or anybody that loves independent beauty, BeautyX Summit is another place to learn and to network and get to know one another. So that's really where you start it. Start. And I say that because when I started my brand and I had my spa, I didn't have a community. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where to meet people and network and build. And that I felt very alone. I felt like a wallflower in my own industry that I had dedicated 18 years to.
So looking more specifically at the indie beauty that we have today.
Yes.
What trends have you seen come along in the last couple of years? Is there anything specific that jumps out at you, that something we're seeing pop up time and time again? Or is there anything that you think is particularly innovative that you're excited to see this year?
Absolutely. I mean, we always post a trend report in Beauty Independent after every single show. Now, we're not reinventing the wheel after every single show, yeah. But just put it this way, a year ago, we maybe had 2 CBD brands. Yeah. Today, we have over 10.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And self-care, self-love, feminine hygiene, huge category, menstrual cups, vibrators, the whole nine yards. It's like a big category that is growing. So I feel like next year it's going to be even bigger, because we're taking more control over our lives, over our bodies. So that's a big category. We're still female founder driven, which is exciting. We're mission brand driven. A lot of brands out there have alternate missions, either to educate or sustainability, like Blue Beauty. Blue Beauty is a movement that's like Green Beauty, but it's for ocean conservation. So there are SPF brands that are reef safe. So if you are looking for a new SPF company, make sure they are reef safe. And a lot of brands from all over the world, from the Philippines, Manila, Switzerland, France, the UK. So we see a lot of global independent brands. Germany, Australia is huge. Korea, huge. And it's lovely that they're using IBE as their platform to either launch their brands, launch new products, and just meet people. So we're seeing a lot of that as well. We're seeing a lot of tools like self-care. Mm-hmm. It's a massage tool, not only for your face, but it's for your body. And you could use it with or without a serum or an oil. If you're in your car and your legs are getting tired, you could just take the self-care tool and start massaging your thighs.
Very popular in LA, I think.
It's made out of surgical steel and it has 3 different finishes and it's really beautiful. I really do enjoy that product and that brand. And they just launched in November. So they're officially launching here at the Indie Beauty Expo LA, and I really I like that brand a lot. We have Honey Minx, Herbal Dynamics Beauty. We have Hype Nail, which is a very interesting nail polish made. It's a plant-based nail polish that lasts over a week.
Oh, wow.
So that's a very interesting. A lot of brands that are on the more natural spectrum. I think people might think that they're not efficacious.
Yes.
And because of technology and green chemistry and just how the industry is progressing, they are highly efficacious and more clinical in nature. A lot of doctor brands.
It's been interesting to see how that has changed the positioning on that. Because I think, I mean, even when we started Full Coverage 2 years ago, we were still very much of a, and we're, you know, the most open-minded beauty people I think you can find, because we love everything.
Yes.
But even with Green Beauty, then we were like, you know, you have prove it, prove to us that that you're that good. You know, we wanted that proof, which is a terrible stand to take because, like, let's go into things open-minded, ladies. But yeah, that's been such a huge twist, as now people are all about this clean beauty, green beauty, getting rid of that toxic, potentially toxic, I hate to use that word, but potentially risky ingredients that could be in the skincare.
There's one brand, they are a part of our Neiman Marcus collection. They're called Black Chicken Remedies. And one of our top sellers is her copper tongue scraper. And she has an oil swisher. It's made out of coconut oil, and it's got mint and a few other ingredients. It's totally green beauty. But the copper tongue scraper is so nifty because it's antibacterial, and it's such a simple tool. So even oral care is infiltrating independent beauty. But then we have Swiss Smile, and Swiss Smile is made out of diamond dust and gold particles, and their tagline is Chanel for your teeth. We have seen indie beauty explode in 14 different categories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned your partnership with Neiman Marcus. Mm-hmm. How did that come about? How did your retail partnerships come about? Because I think it's a lot of people are going to listen to this and hear all these brands and be so excited and not know where to go and find them. So if you could tell us a little bit about that, it'd be great.
Simply by building relationships. Mm-hmm. Our first Dallas show, I got together with the corporate beauty buyer, and we had breakfast, and I just threw the idea out there. Why don't we do a partnership?
Yeah.
And like Nodder, she said, sure, let's talk about it. So we started building this relationship and curated the brands, and we keep adding more brands to the curation, and they're all, our curation is online, and a lot of brands today at the Indie Beauty Expo LA will be picked up for the Neiman Marcus collaboration. We also have a collaboration with Shen Beauty, and she's here today, and she's going to be meeting with brands, and we're adding to our current collection, and you can find them online. And for everybody in the UK, we have a collection with Feel Unique. Yeah, so it's called Spark Beauty. And then just the last week, we announced our partnership with Douglas. So we're... Thank you very much. My mission has always been to get better made beauty and independent beauty into the hands of more people, and simply because it's more authentic. And when you have that emotional charge with your beauty routine and your beauty regimen, I honestly believe it makes people happier.
Yeah. No, truly. And I know for sure for Harry and I mean, we're just beauty monsters. We like all of the things.
I love that. Beauty monsters.
It's not always
it's
a good
an upgrade from a beauty junkie.
It is. It's one that your bank manager doesn't care for. That's what it is. But I know for sure we both get a real kick out of discovering something new and sharing that. And I know all of our listeners at home, like, it's their favorite thing when they can find a new thing or a smaller company they can support, especially when it's female founded. That's always so fantastic. And I see so much of that here. It's so exciting.
I don't think beauty will ever get old. And if you think about it, you'll never ever say to a woman, oh, you can only have one red lipstick.
You can I'd like to see someone try.
Right. I mean, you can have a collection of body scrubs and a collection of eye creams. You can have one for the day and one for the night. You can have different serums. It could be environmental. Say you're going skiing and you need a thicker hyaluronic acid, or you're going to Hawaii and you need something a little lighter because it's humid. I mean, there are so many reasons why beauty is big, and beauty will never go out of style. But ultimately, beauty makes us feel gorgeous, no matter what, no matter who you are, male, female, transgender, it doesn't matter. Beauty is diverse, and that is something to celebrate.
Yeah, there was recently an article, I think it was in one of the big UK newspapers. I'm not going to link to it because it was clickbait at the best of times anyway.
Oh, no.
But it was an article saying, like, hey, feminists, do something radical and throw out your makeup bag. Like, you know,
no way.
And it was just, it was such a joy. I saw so many people online respond to it saying, like, don't tell me what a feminist is, because, like,
and don't tell me what
choice.
To do.
Exactly. This
Hello.
Is it. And we talk about this all the time, that what we love about beauty, like you say, is it's our choice. It is your choice what you choose to take part in, what you don't choose to take part in. And the great thing about IBE, like you say, it opens up so many more choices. And I think just from walking around, from what I've seen so far, like you say, there's so much, like people are leaning hard into self-care, self-love, taking care of yourself, putting yourself first. And it's so nice to see.
It's a celebration. And who doesn't want to be happy? And who doesn't want to celebrate? And who doesn't want to come together and feel that energy? And beauty is the perfect way to do that, is to celebrate life. And I mean, I know it's kind of cheesy, but it's just very basic, and it's very much a core of like who people are.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's cheesy at all. I think that's lovely. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
I'm now going to pop downstairs and meet some of these people and find out more.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
I feel strongly that I
and
will.
And I'm sure our paths are going to cross on the floor many times.
So. If you see me with so many bags that I can't stand up, tell me it's time to go home.
Yes, and if I find something truly spectacular, I'm going to be like, hey,
you're worse than me. You're worse than me. Thank you so much, Jillian.
Thank you.
So I'm sat here right now with Kathy Chow from Self Care. We actually just heard a little bit about Self Care from Jillian, who is singing your praises, about how much she loves the tool. So if you could just start off for our listeners by explaining to them what Self Care is.
Self-care is honestly Eastern beauty redefined. We've taken like ancient rituals, which you've obviously seen with the jade rollers and gua sha, and we've elevated to a like unprecedented level of efficacy. So, you know, if gua sha and cupping, I don't know if your readers are aware, but you know, you get those like crazy red marks, right?
Yes.
So all of it is, you know, for them, it's like detoxing whatsoever. But the thing is, it's also breaking capillaries on your skin and you look like an abuse victim, which is not great.
It's not cute.
But I spent 8 years researching and innovating since then to basically cut that part out completely and expedite the results as much as possible, way faster than gua sha and jade rolling, to bring you this tool.
Ooh,
as you see.
I do.
And so these tools, the technology is both utility and patent pending. It's designed to hit your acupressure points, and it's basically detoxing your soft tissue on every single level.
Okay, so if we could describe it, because I'm looking at it and it looks amazing. Sadly, this is a podcast, no one can see it. So if you could describe that for our listeners and explain exactly what it is we're looking at.
I've heard a lot of different things because people have said they've seen nothing else like it, which, you know, since it's designed
entirely fair.
Yeah, hopefully you've seen nothing else like it. But my point is I wanted it to be ergonomic, like easy for you to hold. You can hold it like through clipping your hands, like holding it like just normally, just any other way. And I designed 3 prints so that you can balance and add as much pressure as you want. But I've heard people tell me that this looks like this belongs in MoMA because it's like a very architectural design. And honestly, my point was, a lot of beauty tools are not effective but gorgeous, right? And then there's beauty tools that are really effective, but like, do you want that weird L-shaped massager like in your no, right? So I wanted to combine aesthetics and effectiveness.
Yeah.
And then also obviously portability, travel friendly, and the likes. And this is what happened.
It's gorgeous. I've actually seen the packaging already for this as well, which is absolutely beautiful. It feels like jewelry. It feels like a real gift. It feels like such a luxury item. And then, you know, it's a massage tool, which is so incredible for it to be. To take self-care to that really luxe level, which makes sense because that's the name of your company.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started in beauty.
So I actually worked in investment banking and different levels of traditional finance, all basically working 80 to 100 plus hours, all sitting at a desk, terrible, pitching everything to just a bunch of guys all the time. But because of that, I ended up with a lot of health issues. Like I had really bad leg swelling. I was getting lung infections every single month. And I got sick from eating pretty much like everything outside of a piece of lettuce, which was, no one likes that lettuce.
That's no way to live unless you're a tortoise.
No. So like I finally caved and saw my family's Eastern medicine practitioner, and I'm really skeptical. So I was just like, this is bullshit. Nothing's going to, you know, this is not going to work. But you know, I was desperate. So I tested it. So she started doing this thing where you guys hear about gua sha, but gua sha, for what I think most people know, doesn't tend to hurt or it's not excruciating pain. But so the one that they actually use in China, it's not gua sha, it's actually just gua. And then they use what I like to call a torture device. And they basically put all their weight into scrubbing the they're scrubbing the life out of you.
Okay.
Like, yes. They're scrubbing your shin bone. You feel like you're going to die. And honestly, the process takes 4 to 5 hours. So I was seeing her for this 4 to 5 hour session. I was literally screaming because it was so painful. And then she did the cupping. And then the cupping was the life-changing moment because it's the hijama cupping where they poke you with a diabetic needle. And then they pull, like, the stagnant blood, air, whatever. But then she pulled out this sliver of, like, silver liquid. It looked like mercury. It was so gross. It's actually heavy metal toxins, which, I mean, like, you didn't... It's like, it's just shocking.
I don't want to see someone pull metal out of my body.
Exactly. Exactly. But ever since then, I was just like, okay, I saw results after 6 months, which is great because I thought I would never see results. But honestly, I don't want to wait 6 months to see results. And I also don't want to go through screaming torture 4 to 5 hours, like 5 times a week.
No, and pay for it as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every session was about $150, $200 because she's my mom's friend. She gave me a steep discount, but she was like, oh, no. Like, every hour, you even for advice, she charges $100 per hour. She is like the top Eastern doctor in Beijing. But then I was just like, there has to be something better. So after this, I spent 8 years just deep dive testing every single product, product method, application theory, like anything I could think of, things that didn't even exist. And I was just trying to combine everything together. And then I finally combined everything successfully and I came out with this tool.
That's fantastic. So obviously you're a beauty lover.
Mm-hmm.
What are your top tips for our listeners out there?
For beauty?
Yes.
Just for beauty, like makeup, skincare?
I mean, anything, whatever you're most passionate about jumps out at you right now, makes you think. This makes me happy.
I am a makeup junkie. I am VIB Rouge since inception.
And I would high five you, but you have a tool in your hand. But me and you both, friend. Right. So if I...
Like, if you look at my eyeshadow...
It's exceptional. Yeah. It's exceptional. The eyeliner is, like, beyond reproach.
And I freehand this.
That's ridiculous.
Everything is freehanded.
This is ridiculous, people. I wish you could see.
I love eyeshadow. And the thing is, I don't even buy skincare from Sephora. My VIB Rouge is literally just makeup. And then for skincare, I'm like an analytical person. So I A/B tested everything on the market, and I'm concluding for you. I love K-beauty, and expensive is not better. I've used a Sulwhasoo line, which is like a very high-end Korean line. That thing cost me $1,000 for the set. It is not more effective than this like $50 cream I have from Benilla & Co.
Oh wow!
So my thing is, if it's high-end, it doesn't really mean it's more effective. And for makeup, skincare, beauty, everyone, just you have to just do whatever works for you. You know, everyone has qualities that stand out. Some people have flawless skin. Some people have awesome bone structure. Just make sure you don't hide everything. And just make sure that you focus on your, you know, outer and inner beauty.
Amazing. And just finish up, what are your top tips for any potential female beauty entrepreneurs out there?
Honestly, find your passion and make sure it's monetizable and make sure you are ready for the grind because the grind is real, but go after it because I struggled a lot. I was leaving a very, very, very high paying job and I just graduated from Wharton for my MBA. That cost a lot.
I can only imagine.
I went through so many arguments with why I should not go back to my old investing job versus doing this. But honestly, if you have a passion and you have a good idea and you could test the market, go for it.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much. We will link to the tool down in the show notes so anyone who's interested in checking it out. And we'll also post a picture on Instagram so people can see and they can see for themselves what they think
Perfect.
It looks like. Thank you so much, Kathy. So now I'm joined by Tyler Abbott from Aether Beauty, which is very, very exciting because it's makeup and I love makeup. This is very exciting. So Tyler, tell us about Aether.
Yeah, so Aether Beauty is all supercharged sustainable beauty. So it is vegan, cruelty-free, non-toxic with organic and fair trade ingredients and completely zero waste packaging. So that means it's 100% recyclable. And then all the formulas are infused with crystals, which give skincare benefits.
So we'll dial back to how you got started in beauty. What was it that set you on the path? Were you a beauty addict when you were younger? Was it something that came to you a little bit older?
Yeah, so it didn't happen until I became older. So I actually came out to San Francisco from New Jersey to get my master's degree, and I have an MFA in fashion design. So I worked in the fashion world for about 5 years before I transitioned to beauty. And I actually got a job at Sephora in charge of their private label brand for all of their accessories. So all the makeup brushes, eyelash curlers, bags, all of the tools of the trade. And then on top of it, I became in charge of their makeup collaboration. So formula, packaging, and then anytime it said a brand plus Sephora, that was what I was in charge of. So there's like Pantone, Color of the Year, Mara Hoffman, Moschino, so many throughout the 7 years that I was there.
I would love to give you a hug for the Moschino because I'm not gonna, because like you're doing something.
Yeah.
But like that's really exciting. That in itself is a whole other conversation
totally.
That we have to have because that sounds amazing. So how did you move on from there to Aether?
Yeah, so I have been a vegetarian since I was 14 and living this organic lifestyle. And I really sort of had this disconnect with working in conventional beauty and then formulating that sort of products all the time. So I actually became the head of R&D for sustainability for the entire retailer as sort of a passion project on top of my day-to-day. So I was helping different categories and different segments of the company make more sustainable decisions. Yeah. And from that, it sort of really showed me the hole in the market because I was always trying clean beauty. And for me, none of it really competed with the efficacy of products that you would find in a Sephora. And I am a Sephora girl and I like color, I like playing, I like storytelling, and it was all really missing for me in the space. And then on top of it, truly sustainable packaging was also a hole, and I knew I sort of had the power to change it. And for me, I won't launch a product unless it's completely recyclable and zero waste, because a third of the landfill, the EPA just reported, is from personal care. And
oh, that's crazy.
I'm not okay putting more product into that space, especially being a mom of children and knowing the current status. Yes.
I had no idea. Wow, that's really going to make, hopefully a lot of people listening to this right now are also saying, wow, that's crazy, and paying attention.
Yes.
Okay, so that's how we got to here.
Yes.
And so then Aether, I keep mispronouncing it because I'm an idiot. So tell us how you actually came up with the very first ideas.
Yeah, so the word Aether is a really old word. So the Greeks considered it the air that the gods breathed, and Aristotle considered it the fifth element to earth, air, fire, water. So it's sort of this medieval concept of the cosmos. And I really wanted to bring in the cosmos to the brand. Mm-hmm. The brand really lives on Instagram, which is Aether Beauty Co. There's tons of collages on there that incorporate women and crystals and the cosmos and sort of are really empowering messages to women. And then on top of it, it was just really figuring out the pieces to put it together between the formula, ethically sourcing all of the ingredients. I use organic, fair trade, and sustainably sourced with all of my ingredients to make sure that, again, I'm not choosing ingredients that are harmful in any way. And then I like color. So my first product was the rose quartz. So there's 12 different shades in there and they run the gamut. So they're matte, shimmer, duochrome, and metallic shades, and really sort of a new spin on the everyday nude. Where the second palette is the crystal grid palette, and each shade is infused with a different crystal. So there's diamonds, sapphire, tourmaline, amethyst, topaz. Literally, who doesn't want an excuse to wear diamonds everywhere?
I literally, this is all I wanted in life. Yay. I didn't know I needed it. I want diamonds on my eyes.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so exciting. So it feels like, and I hesitate to say it before I even say it, but it feels like you were very much ahead of this wellness, green, clean beauty trend, because it's not a trend anymore. I think we can very clearly say that it's not a trend anymore, but it looks like you were out ahead of it, like a long way in advance. What inspired you to take an interest in that side of things?
It was just really my background and just sort of having that organic passion. I've only actually been in this space now for 6 months. So I left last April from Sephora and I launched the brand in June. And so it's just been taken off like a rocket ship. I've been so lucky for all the experiences and how excited people are about the product and what I'm doing. So I just want to keep on trucking.
That's amazing. What's next for you guys?
Yeah, so I'm launching a third palette in April, and then come July, I'm launching other categories, so cheek, and then for holiday, I'm focusing on more liquid, so liquid lip and liquid eyeshadow and some more smaller palettes. Mm-hmm. And then I'm already working on 2020. I'm doing the basics, so the foundation, primer, mascara, all of it for a full-on cosmetic brand.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I had forgotten half of that really cool stuff until I edited those interviews into this episode. Like, wow, Tyler from Aether Beauty. Just full disclosure, I'm in love with her. She is one of the most inspiring women. She came to meet me and they were like, this is Tyler. She made this eye palette. And I was like, cool, okay. And then she sat down and told me a story. And I'm like, wow, Tyler, firstly, will you adopt me? Secondly, you're amazing. Thirdly, your products are stunningly beautiful. I've played with that eyeshadow palette. I played with it before, actually. They had sent it to me before, but now there's more than one. So I had a play with the eyeshadow palettes and they are gorgeous. And she is an inspiration. She's going to be running this business pretty soon. So I would say all of you get behind Aether Beauty now so you can say you were there when. Because it's going to be huge. And Jillian from IBE is always a delight. I could talk to her all day. Again, another woman who is just so confident and aware of what she's doing and super inspirational, doing something for the right reasons and doing it well. One of the things I love about Jillian is she's so soft-spoken and she seems really sweet. And I imagine, this is me speculating wildly, which anyone who knows me will tell you is my favorite thing to do. I bet you any money Jillian has been underestimated more times in her life than she's been overestimated. And I bet she's put people to shame every single time because she is just a powerhouse of getting things done. And I really, really, really respect her and what she's done with IBE. And again, I'd like more life advice. And quite frankly, that self-care tool is just like the best. Although I did spend some time researching the guar treatment that we talked about, and that sounds agonizing, so I'm probably going to pass on that. But any of the information that you would like to find from those interviews will be in the show notes. There's links to IBE, so you can check it out. And when you want to, there's IBE in London, it's in New York, it's in LA, it's going to be in Berlin this year. That's coming up soon, so I'll put a link to IBE down there so you can check out the show itself. And also Aether Beauty, self-care, and we'll link to Jillian, and I'll also link to the Neiman Marcus and Shen Beauty collections, so you can see the products that IBE collates and curates for those retailers, because you know it's really hard with indie. I think most of us, I would say, from the feedback we get from our Facebook group and our Instagram friends from this podcast, I think a lot of people are really keen to shop from more conscious, eco-friendly, smaller, independently owned, woman owned if possible, I think sometimes, companies that aren't owned by the great big corporations out there. But it's really hard to know where to start because they don't have the budget, they don't have the marketing, they don't have the retail, they don't have the reach. So IBE is a great place to find those people and find really great brands that have already sort of passed Jillian's tests. And once you see that they're being stocked by Neiman Marcus and Shen, Shen is an independent beauty boutique in Carroll Gardens in Brooklyn, really near where I used to live. And I love Shen. I actually wrote about it in my new book that's not out yet, I Heart Hawaii, cheeky plug. But I think it's going to get cut. But I did mention it in that somewhere that Angela was too scared to go with a pushchair because she thought she'd break things, when the reality was I was just too scared to go without a pushchair because I thought I would break things. But I did love popping in with my friends when I had someone who was like, no, you're a grown-up, you're going in that nice shop. Shen's gorgeous shop. Check it out if you're in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn. But yeah, I think this is a really good way to find brands that have already been curated and checked out. And maybe that will then help you find other independent brands that will fit your new beauty needs. Since I'm all on me Todd, I've just got one highlight of the week this week, and it is actually another foundation. I know I just talked about the Hourglass Foundation in new news, but my highlight of the week is not the Hourglass Foundation, not because I don't love it, but because I love this as well. And I love it as much. And I love this because it was $11.99 compared to the Hourglass's 50 something. And I think sometimes that's got to be taken into consideration. So I have got here the L'Oreal Paris Infallible Wear 24-Hour Fresh Wear Foundation. Oh my goodness. I've seen a lot of bloggers and vloggers talking about this. I sort of gave up on L'Oreal foundations a while back. I'm not sure why. They just didn't seem to work for me. I tried the Infallibles when they were in the tube, and it just didn't do it for me. I think I tried the Infallible Glow and I was like, oh, it looks great. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, oh, it looks terrible. This is the Fresh Wear. So this is a new launch. Claims 24-hour wear. I'm not sure about that. And you know I like to hold things to their claims, but I mean, I'm going to wash my face after less than 24 hours. Let me know if you didn't. It's got sunscreen in it. It's got a broad spectrum of SPF 25. Fantastic if you're out and about. Bad for flashback, obviously. But fantastic for everyday wear, which is what this is made for. It's a L'Oreal foundation. It's made for every human out there. It's not made for those of us that might be filming or taking photos. But it's made for everyday wear. And I think it is incredible for that. I think for the money, it's amazing. There are 30 shades available right now, which is good. Could be better, but it's a pretty good place to start. Thank you, L'Oreal. And if we know anything about L'Oreal, much like with their True Match collection, I'm sure they will extend if this does well. And I don't doubt that this is going to do well. I have shades 405 and 415, I think. 405 is the porcelain shade. And they both look really pretty. I can do either. So that was a great win for me. There was more than one shade for me at the palest end of the spectrum. And there's a decent number of shades at the deeper end of the spectrum too. So there could always be more. We know this. But this is a pretty good showing from a drugstore major brand. I just think it looks really nice. And without wanting to belabor a point, it wasn't a million miles away from the Hourglass. It's also a thinner, very liquid foundation. You need a little bit more than the Hourglass. I would say closer to one full pump than half a pump for the Hourglass. But again, a lot cheaper. So even though you're using twice as much, it costs considerably less than half. I would also say I apply it in the same way. So I dot it on my forehead, nose, chin and cheeks and then blend it out with a flat top brush. I feel like you probably could get away with a beauty blender here because you do need to use more product. So you're not going to absorb it all into the damp beauty blender. You can probably do it with fingers too. And again, this worked best for me on a primed, moisturized face. So my Biosense Squalene Vitamin C and Rose Oil, or something like the Bobbi Brown enriched face base. That's probably good just to give your face some moisture and some slip, because I feel like we're all quite dry at this time of the year, aren't we? So anything that's going to make sure your skin is fresh and glowing before you put it on. And then it's going to be fresh and glowing once it is on, because this is the fresh base. So it's not matte. It's somewhere sort of a satin finish. It's not super, super glowy, but it's definitely not matte. It's that real skin base. I don't like to powder my foundation if I don't have to, and I didn't have to with this, and it still sat really well, lasted really well. This is the first drugstore foundation since the Wet n Wild Photo Focus that I've really, 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 really liked. A lot of people are asking us about Flower Beauty and about the Flower Beauty foundation that's going around. I know everyone's talking about it, but everyone's talking about it because it's new in the UK and Drew Barrymore came over and did a load of press and everyone got to meet her and everyone got to hang out with her. So now they're talking about the foundation. That makes perfect sense. It's a decent drugstore foundation. This is better. I'm not even going to pretend there is like, well, it might be better for some people. This is just better. I think this is fantastic. And for the money, it cannot be beat. So yeah, that's definitely my highlight this week. L'Oreal Infallible Fresh Wear Foundation. Apologies to everyone who keeps messaging us saying, please mention the names of products more than one time. That's my fault because I get really excited. So I'm trying really hard. L'Oreal Infallible 24-Hour Fresh Wear Foundation. It's my highlight of the week. I didn't sing the song. I apologize. Here it is now. Highlight of the week. I performed in musicals at school. I should be ashamed. I'm going to wrap up because this has been a long one with the interviews and just listening to me rattle on. And I've also got to go and finish writing a book. Cheeky plug. Please buy it. Otherwise, I'm going to be homeless. I'm also moving house. And Harry's really busy. And we've just got a lot going on. So please bear with us over the next few weeks. It might be a rough ride. But we love you very, very much. Please come and check us out on social media. We're at Full Coverage Pod on Instagram, on Twitter. You know the drill for Facebook. We're facebook.com/FullCoveragePodcast. If you click the top pinned post on that page, it will take you to our Beauty Banter group where you can join an almost 3,000 person strong community of beauty lovers who are positive, who are inspiring, who are motivational, who make me happy every day. It is the nicest, most up group of humans. It's all positive vibes. Totally recommend it. We've also got the Beauty Banter swap and sell group. So if you've got stuff, products, beauty products that you're looking to move on, if they didn't work for you for whatever reason, that's the swap and sell group. That is up there, so you can check that out. You can always email us, hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. And if that's not enough, you could, if you wanted, you could pop over to Apple Podcasts and you could leave us a 5-star rating and a little review. That would make us very happy. That would send us up the charts. That will help us reach more people and get more Full Coverage love out there in the world, which would mean we can make more Full Coverage love for you. Something we're working on, something that's coming your way as soon as I bloody well moved house. But on that note, I will wrap it up and we'll be back next episode with Ms. Difficult Eyes herself. She'll be back, of course, to tell us all about her adventures in makeuping. That's what she does, right? She makeups. It's time to go. I'll speak to you soon. Bye, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.